I went to go see Ride Along. Loved the movie. It had to be really rough that you had to carry Kevin Hart throughout that movie, man, because without you, he sucks. You know, he really does.
Man, tell me about it, man.
And you know what
tell
he said? He was on my show on Friday, last Friday, and he said, man, it was tough working with Ice Cube,
He did.
How many times can a scowl?
That's what he said. His exact words.
That's what he said, man.
I heard him.
I wouldn't do a ride-along, too, with this little ungrateful mother.
That did seem ungrateful.
That's real talk. That's real talk. I would not do that. And, Cube, I've known you for many years, man. Trust me, I wouldn't lie to you, man. And I'll play back the tape if you don't believe me.
I got you, baby. His little ass going to do Ride Along, too.
Well, y'all at $50 million right now, and all I can say is hip, hip, hooray, because now everybody in Hollywood's going, man, these urban-like films is doing damage, man. This is a good thing, man. It really is. And it's a good, entertaining movie, man. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks a lot, man. You know, we had a ball, and you're right. It's funny how that works, you know. Hopefully, you know, everybody whose movie that's on the fence right now, you know, people are calling them, telling them, you know what, we do want to make that movie you got.
And, right.
It works like that sometimes, which is cool because I think this movie got made because Think Like a Man did so well, you know.
Yeah.
And that was Kevin Hart and Tim Story and Will Packer. And so, you know, one thing, you know, one hand washes the other, hopefully. And, you know, people can understand that there's big money in urban film, especially when you push them.
Hey, listen, I understand you're talking about doing an NWA movie, or am I allowed to ask you about that?
Yeah, definitely.
Are y'all doing that?
Putting that together. Yeah, we're putting that together. F. Gary Gray.
Wow.
He's the director. He directed me in Friday and set it off.
Well, any roles of, like, you know, you guys going to, like, 1580 K-Day and trying to play your record, and there I am.
Bobby Jim.
Yeah, you know, you guys
can,
like,
play Respar in it?
You can make me look younger.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you know, we do go to K-Day, but I think we talked to Greg Mack.
Oh, Bobby Dan. Bobby Dan.
There it is. Hey,
Q. Hey, Q. What's wrong with your phone?
Don't break it up. What is that? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, y'all, don't go see that whack ass movie Ride Along, man. Ice Cube. Nah, I'm just playing, man. So you also talking about doing another Friday, right?
Yeah. You know, it's really on New Line. You know, New Line has been, they've been sleeping, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
Sleeping on the movie.
But I'll tell you, you know who you can get to play Ice Cube's part in that? Omar Gooding. He'll do a better job.
Oh, damn. That's how you get him back.
Yeah. Ice Cube don't scare me. He don't scare me yet. That's back in the day, he was a tough dude. He ain't a tough dude right now. He's Hollywood.
Are you?
No. All right, I just sent somebody over there to get your ass.
Hey, Cube, man, got love for you, man. Y'all make sure you check out Ride Along this weekend. I'm telling you, it's a great movie. Kevin's great. Hey, man, got love for you, boy.
Much love, Russ, man. Much love to everybody. Go see Ride Along. It's a funny, funny movie. Support. Yay,
hey,
yay.
Really, really quick, are you going to be in 21 Jump Street 2?
Yeah.
I loved you. Yeah, I freaking loved you in 21 Jump Street.
Absolutely brilliant. All right,
yeah,
Cube.
It's 22 Jump Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. They changed it. Right. All right, Cube, man, you take care, baby.
All right, take it easy.
Yay, yay, yay.